Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, again, fair season. We just kind of got done with the local fairs. Now, the big one, the state fair, you got some stuff right. About some volunteers.
It's never ending. This is the grand finale of fair season. It's the Kansas State Fair, and I just wanted to highlight it here for just a moment. We have lots of 4-H'ers from the Frontier Extension District headed out to Hutchinson, Kansas here this weekend to participate in the Kansas State Fair, and I wish them all the luck in the world. Hope to see some of you out there. Me, my family, and I are going out this weekend as well to take pigs out there, and we're really excited to be out there with all of our state friends from across the state participating there in Hutchinson. So safe travels, and again, we hope to see you out there, but I just wanted to highlight it. The Safe Air is really a fun experience if you're looking for a quick family getaway. There's lots going on. The first big weekend, there's the pedal pole, the Farm Bureau. They do, we do it at the local fair, and they do a state competition out there at the Hutchinson, Kansas. So we wish all the participants from Frontier Extension District going to that the best of luck. The poultry show is this first weekend. All the big livestock shows are this weekend, and they have what's called the Grand Gala on Saturday, where all the Grand and Reserve champions get to come. And it's a really fun big event to participate in. So there's lots going on this first weekend, although the second weekend is always packed full too. The fashion review is next weekend. Both weekends, kids will be participating in their talks. They get to go and do their talks on the grand stage there at the 4-H, the 4-H building where all the projects are highlighted. They get to go and do their demonstrations or their poetry in front of a big crowd there at the state representation. The horse show is this weekend. There's lots of events going on all throughout the whole fair the next 2 weeks here of September. So, again, just wanted to wish everybody luck and encourage maybe some Franklin, Anderson County, or Osage members of the community to go out there and just, I know my kids' favorite thing that they're looking forward to is the butter sculpture and the biggest pumpkin in the state of Kansas. Always a highlight for the Flory crew when we go out to Hutchinson. We were just talking about it last night at dinner, what we were looking for most at the state fair. So really, it's really impressive to see, Blake, as those big pumpkins. So anyways, just wanted to highlight that just for a moment here. Also, I just want to give a shout out. It is in October here. I know we're still in the month of September and just kind of finishing up our year, but October starts our new year in 4-H. And I just want to, you'll probably hear me talk about this more, but just wanted to plant a seed with people out there that might be looking for a volunteer opportunity. We would love to have you in the 4-H program. We're always looking for great project leaders to help these kids learn and thrive in areas that they might not be exposed to in the school system. Or out in the community. We can help you figure out how to get volunteer. I just want to read a quick list of maybe why you should volunteer. You will be making a long-lasting impact on the youth, and I think then in turn on the community, because I think the youth are our future. You will have the ability to share your passions and your skills and your hobbies, which always bring me joy at the end of the day, Blake, when I get to share a passion of mine. It fills my cup. You will get to support hands-on learning and leadership and growth in these youth. You get to work with trained extension staff and get a connection to the university with research-based curriculum, which is always a good exposure as well. So just a couple highlights of why I think you should want to volunteer, and the best one is just being a caring and passionate adult in the community. So if you want to volunteer, if that's something that excites you, please reach out to your local extension office, and we can help you. There is a process that we have to certify our volunteers just to make sure that you are appropriate to work with our youth, and I always say it's really to protect our adults along with the youth in our community as well. So if that's something you're interested in, please come our way and we can help you get signed up and registered for that. So again, one more shout out to everybody going to State Fair this weekend, and hope to see you all out there in Hutchinson, Kansas.
It sounds like a fun time. You may even see me out there if things...
Okay, are you... Come by the Hog Barn. We'll be there.
Exactly. Blake. I've been in Kansas too long and haven't been out to the State Fair yet. So I think this might be the year. We'll have to find out.
Oh, I think you need to.
I think I get sold more every year. Well, coming up tomorrow at 6:40, Mariners Eden, Exigent District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents, Kathy Gal.